Skagway, Alaska has a wealth of history from its gold mining days. One of the personalities who shares the story is a lady named Dolly. And as you'll hear in a moment, her life is a unique blend of history and reality rolled into one enthusiastic Alaskan. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. Visitors to Skagway, Alaska quickly learn about its colorful gold mining history. One of the side businesses that grew during those days at the Red Onion Saloon was providing girlfriends, shall we say, to the many miners. Dawson Dolly shares some of that story with today's tourists.
I was the madam for 8 years, and I did brothel tours and walking tours and theater shows, and I'd say things like, I used to be Snow White, but I drifted.
As you can tell, Dolly has quite a personality. It's led her to many adventures and many awards.
Went gold mining for a year up the creek. We have some gold mines in Atlin, British Columbia. And then I worked at the Klondike Gold Dredge for 7 years. I won Tour Guide of the Year for Princess Cruise Lines 3 years in a row.
But Dolly will admit her earlier life was quite a roller coaster. While living near Kansas City, she befriended a stranger, a man who in reality robbed and murdered people who stopped to care for him.
He drove down a country road down towards the river, and I knew he was going to kill me. I knew. So I screamed in the name of Jesus, turn this car around now. And he did. He turned this car around and he robbed me and he stole my car, but he didn't kill me.
Earlier in life, she had dabbled in witchcraft and had taken many wrong turns. The event solidified her fledgling Christianity, a faith she now shares with many visitors to Skagway.
An FBI agent did interview me a few years ago, but I found the Lord through a serial killer. I have actually helped change a lot of lives, but I haven't done it. The Lord's used me.
The killer is still on the loose. And a bit of irony, Dolly used to portray the part of a lady working at the old Skagway brothel. Today, she counsels women who are leaving prostitution as they find Dolly is a person who understands the ups and downs of life. Traveling the countryside in Skagway, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.